Welcome back to our Coach's Corner program here on this Sunday morning. Mike Glessinger along with the coach, head coach Travis Hawk with the Alliance Bulldogs. Again, 24-6, the final. McCook over the Alliance Bulldogs on a windy Friday night down in McCook. You know, just again, looking at the scoring summary, Coach, it wasn't like they dominated the game, but they probably... What it looks like and it appears like is that they were able just to kind of do what they do, and that is chew up the clock, control the ball, and they're good running backs. They got two touchdowns, one about midway through the first quarter, one midway through the second quarter, by just grinding it out, basically, wasn't it? Is that a fair statement, well, sort of? Or?
Their second touchdown, we turned the ball over inside our 30, and then they scored the very next play. We went to run a draw, and they blitzed at the same time, and it just quarterback running back exchange issue, and the ball dropped on the ground. They picked it up, and then we hit the fullback in the backfield for probably minus three, and I'll bet I haven't graded film yet, but I would guess we missed six tackles on the play where we had him stood up, and it looked like it was going to be a great play. I mean, in fact, he started to celebrate. Gage Rolls had stood the fullback up in the backfield. He was a big kid, of course.
Yep.
You know, he was, I'm sure. Probably outweighed Gage by his number 45. He probably outweighed Gage by a little bit for sure.
6'2", 10 is what he's listed at.
6'2", 10 Okay. You know,
and bigger than that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you know, probably squats 400. And so he broke that tackle, and then he got hit again by a linebacker and a few other. We just didn't finish him off, and he ended up getting into the end zone on us. And so that play was probably as disheartening and frustrating as anything, but. And overall, you know, our open field tackling has not been as good as we'd like it to be, you know. But there again, I've never been one to use injuries as an excuse. That's part of the game. You know, we have a next man in philosophy. But in the second half, standing on the sidelines was Ryan Romick, who hurt his ankle early in the first quarter. In fact, it might have been our second drive, I think. Josh Matolka, of course. Mm-hmm. Nick Mazur, who started last year but hasn't played a down this year. And Trevor Camberzell. And, it, you know, I think if you'd have told us back in June, because we knew our line was going to be inexperienced. Now, the line is starting to play very well, but we knew our line was going to be inexperienced. If you'd have told us at the beginning of the year that Josh, Trevor, Nick, Ryan were going to be standing on the sidelines, I don't know how much money we would have put on ourselves to be competitive.
True. And those are four guys that rarely come off the field.
Exactly. Yeah. And so now you have, you know, starting on defense, we had our free safety that's a freshman, Brendan Bramer. You had Brody Brennan playing a lot at corner,
right.
Another freshman.
Right.
You had Gage Rolls at nose tackle, another freshman. You had Moses at a defensive tackle, sophomore. Cole Randall at another linebacker, sophomore. So we had a lot of young kids out there, and they're competing. I mean, and not... You know, not just on the field getting experience, that we're in it. You know, Brendan Bramer played a tremendous game, made a lot of tackles. He got kids on the ground. He, you know, and I'm sure as a freshman, it's not a great feeling to see a 210-pound kid rumbling at you, but he got him on the ground. Mm-hmm. He took him on low, and I, to my knowledge, I didn't see him miss a tackle. So, you know, we're not only playing young kids, but we're competing, and we believe we can win the district. You know, with whoever we suit, we believe that we can put a team on the field to compete for the district championship. And these, you know, it's a process of getting better. And I really think, even though we lost, I think we took a step forward, especially offensively, where we finally started over the last 2 weeks, okay, we can run an ISO for 4 or 5 yards. We can run power and consistently pick up 3 or 4 yards. So, you know, and I think that's going to benefit us down the road here.
It's after they get their second touchdown. It's 14-0 at that point. There's still some time left in the half, and 14-0 at half is manageable, certainly. But unfortunately, they get a field goal right before half, and then I think they score on their first or very, very early in the second half too. And so then a 14-0 game becomes 24-0, and that makes it a little more unfortunate, doesn't
right.
it?
Yeah. Well, and The drive right before half again was frustrating because we had played the safe play. We had like a 4th and 2 or 3 from about our 40 or so, as I recall, and we punted it out of there, and they took over the ball with about a minute to go, and they did have all of their timeouts, and they got the ball down to about the 19, and they were able to kick a field goal. Now, the way their field sets up on that west end zone, it's blocked by, I don't know if it's a dorm room or an apartment building, and the wind actually swirls there, as the kick approached the field goal, would actually be aided by, because I went and checked that by throwing grass up before the game, and the grass would actually go the opposite direction there, back towards the field goal.
Well, and it's actually below street level, too, which kind of makes for probably a little vacuum effect or something there, doesn't it? Sure.
So as the ball, you know, it was a 35-yard field goal, you know, and some would say into the wind, but really, you know, probably only about the first 10 yards of the kick were hurt by the wind, and then the rest of the ball would have been aided by the wind. It was a great kick. Went in right at the close of the half, and you know, I think we've talked about this 1,000 times before, and I always credit Rocky Allman with it. The basketball philosophy: be the last person to score in the second quarter and the first person to score in the third quarter. That's one of your goals. And again, we gave up some points right before half. Defensively, we didn't let them score a touchdown, and we, you know, they had to kick a long field goal. I would guess most high school kickers don't make that kick with the wind like it was, but still frustrating. You know, still we've got to be able to a great team doesn't let that happen. So we do go into halftime down 17-0. We stopped them their first drive.
Okay.
And then we got the ball, and I think we picked up one first down and then had to punt it back to them. And then they had the ball the rest of the quarter, basically.
Wow.
It was about an 8-minute, just, you know, three and picking up third downs. And I don't think they had a run over 5 yards, probably, and they just chewed up the clock.
Just a bunch of them together.
Right. Yeah. You know, it was a long drive, and because I remember on the phone to Coach Spargos saying, have they had the ball this whole quarter? Because I looked up with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, but we did have it once. We stopped them once. Okay. We got the ball once, and then they had their long drive. Okay. So, and that, you know, we've talked about this before. It's harder to play defense than it is offense.
It is.
You know, but again, throughout that series, there was big plays in there. You know, Clayton Nordine made a nice play, and Colton Dubs made some nice plays. Austin Davidson come downhill, and our defensive ends. But it's just putting three plays together, we just didn't get done on that drive.
We get our touchdown about, fairly late in the game, wasn't it? But it was a long pass play, right? I from what I heard, you ran a little wildcat, too, with Trevor Kamerzell in there a little bit, too, maybe taking some snaps or not really? Okay.
I mean, he lined up at quarterback.
Okay.
It was just an empty set.
I see. Okay.
We've been working Trevor at quarterback. He's got a great arm. He's never really played much quarterback. He's always been a very good receiver. But being as we are, we need, you know, we got to have a backup.
Sure.
And Trevor has shown that he's probably worthy of getting more snaps. He's got, like I said, a great arm, and he's just kind of a playmaker. And so we put in a quad set. I liked how they lined up against quads against Gehring. They really didn't protect the middle of the field. And so we felt like we could do some things out of quads. Well, unfortunately, at that time, Ryan Romick had got hurt.
Right.
And so Jason Berglund was kind of the backup Z, we would call that receiver. It's the widest receiver to the multiple receiver side.
Okay.
Well, Jason was also an inside receiver. And so, and Clayton Nordine, then when Trevor Kamerzell comes to quarterback, he was the backup X receiver, which is the receiver that's by himself. And so it did cause a little confusion. Colton Dubs come in, and he's Jason's backup, and Jason went and backed up Ryan Romick. And honestly, just Colton just hasn't gotten as many reps. It's not that he can't do it. It's just, you know, the way things have been, we've been teaching new quarterbacks every week, it feels like.
Okay.
And so we did a lot of nice things. Trevor did a lot of nice things, and unfortunately, he got hurt in those three or four plays.
That's unfortunate. Hopefully, we'll see what the next couple of weeks brings.
He looked like he was walking fine this morning.
Okay, good.
So I think it'll be one of those things. He probably won't be able to practice a lot, but hopefully, he'll be able to go on Friday.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, the final score again ends up 24-6. So the Bulldogs 3-3 at this point, but the real big games are coming up now, the next 3 weeks of the season, when we'll play District 8 opponents, and everybody will be playing everybody then. Scottsbluff, Gehring, Alliance, Sydney will be playing each other now for the next 3 weeks, and we'll see what develops from that. So we'll come back and we'll talk about that a little bit, check some scores and more coming up in just a moment. We're right back after this on Accent Chiropractic.